pointy part directly into the middle. It's not like eye fully open, pointy part at like a significant force.
For the listeners, yeah, it kind of looks like Eric got punched in the face.
Yeah.
Like,
or I have a really bad case of pink eye.
And this was like the,
yeah.
This was like almost a week ago?
This was on Saturday night.
Jeez, yeah.
So
did you have a patch?
Yeah.
Did you go full pirate mode?
I wanted to. But I also didn't leave the house for 2 days. Yeah. So, I mean, it would have been only enjoyable to me and my what's the pirate's wife? A pirate's wife for me.
Me depth perception is not grand, lass.
My last, I guess. So,
well, you're healing, kind of?
Yeah, I'm healing. Everybody says that my sight should be back to normal.
Everybody, like, friends or, like, doctors? Well,
people should also learn to how they share stories when someone gets injured.
Yeah.
Like, because when you can't see out of your eye, and your thought is, will I be able to see out of this eye again? Like, hearing certain conditions or other, like, even just a, oh, that's odd, my friend got hit in the eye and he recovered after this amount of time. Like, right. That can be very concerning.
So, yeah, well, either...
It's like, what's your goal here?
The negatives or the positives. Like, you're either trying to tell me I'm going to be fine or you're telling me I should get it checked out.
It's like, what? Yeah. Like, and there were several times when I would just be like... This isn't the rule for the week, by the way. But there were several times where I'd be like... I'd just skip... In my head, I want to skip to the end and be like, what's your end goal of this conversation? Are you just trying to, like, relate in some way possible to my mishap, because it's not helping?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I wasn't there at that party.
Man, you missed a good party.
Yeah, I know. I really wanted to go. To be honest, I could have potentially made it, but I just realized everyone would just be asking me about it.
Yeah.
And I also wasn't exactly in the most social mood.
Yeah.
Which... I know what kind of party that would be. Just a very social, upbeat, lots of fun.
There was probably not a moment of silence during the whole thing. Even during the moment of silence at the start of the Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And then I would have been like, oh, no, my ears. Yeah, I work with a deaf guy at work. So actually, one of my first thoughts was like, would our little office area be just like a blind guy and a deaf guy? And then I was like, we need to find a way to remove the other guy's voice. That way, like, when someone comes in, it's like that Monty Python sketch where he has to report the burglary to, like, all these different types of officers that have different ways that you need to communicate with them. So it's like, oh, but he's the specialist, but he can't see. So you're going to have to communicate it this way, but then correlate that back to the other guy who can't hear.
And then you guys should propose that in a meeting, like, we're gonna work on all the same project, but this is how you have to talk to us.
What would be the three, what is it, the three evils consulting firm? What are those monkeys called? Is that what they're referring to?
From what?
You know those monkeys that are like covering...
See no, hear no, speak no? Are they called the three evils? I guess they might be.
Three no evils. I don't know. Okay, well.
So you're you're recovering.
Yeah.
And welcome.
Yeah. And enough about that. Welcome to Taylor and Derek Rule the World. I am Eric.
And I'm Taylor.
And this is a podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Do you have anything to follow up past weeks?
You've made it this far, and we appreciate it. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think any... I still am... Kijiji and Marketplace are like... They still like rule my life. Yeah, we've actually been doing a lot of sales lately, and like
Like for your stuff still?
Yeah, there's a lot to be, there's a lot of money to be made in things you buy for cheap from thrift shops and then resell to strangers for more money. Like inadvertently, wow. We just have some stuff that we're like, let's just post it for this price and see what happens. And then some people pay it and you're like, oh man, this
child's tambourine.
$80. These idiots out
My
here.
My kid would love this.
No, it's it's great. We've been, you know, having some luck in the sales front. But yeah, that's the episode
it's
that
those,
I
want. It's all those people making indie yeah. movies out there. It's like, oh, we need these like ratty, worn-in costumes.
Or bust, man. But yeah, that's like the rule I always keeps. It always keeps coming back in my life is the etiquette. So many people bailing too. There's a lot of that.
Oh yeah, bailing hay. Bailing water out of their ships.
You can get a lot of money for hay and water.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what are we doing? Do you want to go first?
Why the heck not?
Yeah, sure.
You go. We prepare. Yeah. So if you know anything about this podcast.
I can't remember who went last.
It's my turn, Eric.
It's your turn?
Okay. And it's actually great that you mentioned that party because... So this is a Super Bowl party that we were both invited to. And obviously, you heard about Eric's eye and he didn't go. So it was... A bunch of people I knew.
I was too cool.
Yeah. I was going to make that pun like a long time ago, but I figured that the time had passed. And
you couldn't see the right place to put it?
Wasn't going to poke around and one happen. So a bunch of people I knew, a few people I didn't. So when we got there, and a bunch of people I hadn't seen in a long time. Okay. And it was kind of like some... You know, good to see you. How you been? Long time no see. And so, I don't know if you're like me, but as soon as I get somewhere with like a group of people, I start scanning the room or like analyzing the area to see who I don't know.
Okay.
Because, and also, so, and I brought Corey, and I knew that she knew maybe a quarter of the people, but there was a bunch that she didn't know.
Okay.
So... I'm also thinking for her, okay, there needs to be some intros here. And we had that episode where we talked about when you meet someone, you could say like, instead of what do? You can, there's a lot of different things you can say. Like you want to talk to someone about what they're actually interested in. But I want to take that one step backwards into the actual introductions because I think...
Okay. So we're not talking names. We're not talking about... What person, how do you make that first introductory statement?
Yes, because I can't relax, I can't sit down and enjoy the party until I've done my best to meet everyone. If it's a massive house party that you see in a college movie or whatever, it's like obviously I don't really go to those, but it's
I don't think anybody has that anymore, like, unless they're like. Nationwide, because that's the only way you could actually fill like a local home.
If it's a party where everyone is hanging out in the same spot, I need to have met everyone. Okay. And I won't be comfortable until that happens. So we were like...
You know, like no strangers.
We were like already getting into it. Everyone brought their quarters and we were betting on making a bunch of Super Bowl bets. And it was like a lot of fun. And I was already like... We had done a few of the intros, but I knew that Corey hadn't met a few of the people. And there was a couple people I'd heard of because they were married to people I knew.
Yeah.
But I didn't know them.
You know them by reputation.
So there was like a... time it was like we'd been there for 5-10 minutes and I was like okay and I just said out loud okay who haven't I met yet who haven't you met
you
yet
said Corey? That out loud.
I straight up did that and everyone it was kind of funny someone I don't remember who was like oh wow like even like
oh wow I've been trying to avoid you this whole time someone you just had to like someone snuff me out
made a comment of like oh you're so much more like organized or like I don't remember, but they were like, I didn't introduce my partner to everyone kind of thing. And I'm like, oh, man, like, I...
How come you never interrupt the whole party for me, Watson?
So I can't feel comfortable until I've met everyone. And I wanted to know if that was like a normal behavior. Because in the past, I can still remember it. I've been to a few different Actually, another one was a Super Bowl party, probably 10 years ago. And someone who I know pretty well now was there, and I hadn't met them. And we spent the whole Super Bowl, like, chatting, joking, laughing, blah, blah, blah. And we had not introduced ourselves to each other. And I thought it was weird at the time. I thought it was awkward. Mm-hmm. And, like, obviously now it's fine. And there were also, when I started working in my office, there was, like, 20 people who work in there. I met some of them because I worked directly with them. But there was a few months where there were some people that I hadn't met yet. And I was like, I couldn't stop thinking about it.
Was that the office?
Yeah.
How many people, can I ask some questions?
Yeah.
How many people were at the party?
12 to 15.
Okay. How many work at your office?
How many of those people work at my office?
Oh, no, no, no.
No, so, I know. Yeah. I was like, none.
How many of them work at your office? None. And that's our formula.
There's a Venn diagram for Super Bowl parties.
If you go to a party, a specific party for a football or for a sports event, and someone at the party works at your office, you should introduce yourself.
they fit into that place in the Venn diagram.
No, so how many?
In my office, I think there's like 21. And okay. Now what happens when someone new comes to work with us, they get the rounds and they get introduced to everyone. But the way that it happened with me is I was part-time and I was like in and out.
They didn't know if you were like part of the club yet.
I was like,
I was going to ask.
I was in and out of the office so much that I met people in passing and I kind of just slowly blended in so that I'd been there for a while. And then I eventually got, you know, on full time or whatever. And there were still a couple people that I hadn't met. And I was like, now that I'm here for good, like it was just weird. And I always felt it that like I walk by these people, but I haven't actually met them or talked to them.
So
and
go ahead.
The first comment one of my coworkers ever made to me was about my Halloween costume, because I dressed up
the hobo.
I dressed up as an old man and no one else dressed up. And the first thing she ever said to me was like, nice costume. But we've been working together for like 4 months and I had never spoken a word to her.
I don't talk to strangers.
So
honey.
But it was still like burning in my mind that I hadn't met them, and I don't know, for whatever reason, I guess at work, I was like, they're probably busy with important stuff. Mm. I don't want to just be the low-life worker who isn't as important as them and go break up their work. But at a party, I'm like, okay.
Hey, hang up that phone. Hang up that phone. What's your name?
Put the phone down, Mr. President.
So that's the thing. At like a workplace, when I started my job, there was a guy on like a 9-month world round trip. So jeez. Like I heard his name, right. But then after working there for 9 months, like finally I see this guy.
Right. So he came back.
Yeah.
Was he in a balloon?
Yeah. He came back in a balloon and he was like, hey, get off the phone. What's your name?
And you were like,
what are you doing?
Sir, that should have taken you 80 days, not 9 months.
Yeah. Do it again. We've all seen the movie.
Put the phone down.
I put the phone down. You put the phone down. Everybody, hold the phone.
Who is
hold the phone, everybody.
Aye,
Captain. Okay. So, like, sometimes, like, right now, one of my coworkers is on maternity leave. And someone has actually since started and been let go in that amount of time.
Like,
well, like after the probationary period, like it didn't work.
I see.
Not like someone came in a balloon and disrupted and yelling at everybody to hang up their phone because he didn't know them.
Yeah.
He was very forgetful.
Yeah.
It became annoying. But my question for you is this a new characteristic of yours? Like, because I'm surprised that you needed to meet everybody at this party day of, but you let some strangers slide for months at work.
So
in the past.
I think it's the status. I think at the party, we're all the same status.
Oh.
And it's like, even some people, there was a couple people there that I hadn't seen in probably 15 years, and I had to go out of the way to be like, hey, long time no see. Like, because the awkward 15-year barrier had built itself up. So I had to, like, smash through it to be like, man, I remember you, hello, you know. So, but at work it was like, I gotta keep
these my are head. Complete strangers. You don't know if you are disrupting like a very important
gotta
person.
Keep my head down and do work. Is it like, am I gonna be that weird eager guy who's like, hey, sorry to interrupt, I'm Taylor, I work over there, like, I'm sure, I don't know if you got, yeah, if you knew that I was over there or anything. But it's like, I don't know why I felt that, but like in both situations, I guess it's in one situation I have a bit more power than in the other one. But that it remains that I don't feel comfortable until I've met everyone.
Okay.
And I wondered if that was normal, I suppose.
Well, I think the first thing is this is the amount of people matters. Which, okay, but then you said 40 seems a bit high, right?
Yeah, I think it depends on the focus, and I think it depends on why everyone's there in terms of, if there's people scattered all around and there's like music playing and stuff, then...
And they're in a circle and they're all looking at you?
If they're all scattered, then you can like kind of work your way through the area and I don't feel that awkwardness. But if there's one focus, everyone's here for this goal, we're all doing this thing, we all look at you when you come in, I'm like, okay. Because, and names, and...
Names, SIM cards.
Let's be clear, names is all I'm talking about. I don't care about anything
else.
I care, but it's like, I don't...
Well,
and who are you, and how do you know, and blah, blah, blah. It's just like, Taylor,
earlier Joe. You said that you knew people because, like, they may have gotten married, like, in the interim, in those 15 years you hadn't seen them.
Yeah.
So you know that person's name. But is it that you want them to know your name just in case?
It's that I want...
Or to make that connection so that you don't just know them through social media.
Yes, it's that I want each of us to meet face-to-face, say each other's names, and say, we've met...
Hey, Tyler. So it's Taylor. Listen to episode whatever the hell.
But yeah, I just need to break through that awkward barrier because it's not like a customer... waiter interaction, like, or a server, or a flight attendant.
So in this case, do you feel like you were pressured because you felt like there needed to be a connection? Like, what if I invited you over?
Yeah.
And you didn't know anybody at this party, and you probably knew you wouldn't see a lot of them again. Would you still...
If it was still a small enough group watching a movie
or doing
one thing, yes.
All right, so I think a lot of this weight is on that focus.
Yes, if there were a couple random people downstairs, a couple in the backyard, I'd be like, maybe I'll meet them, maybe I won't. But right now, we're not interacting.
Yeah.
So I guess that's like my thesis is if we start to interact and we haven't actually met yet, I think that's... Yeah. Weird, and it makes me feel awkward.
We're going into an escape room together. Yeah. I need to know everybody who's in this. Later on, when someone says, hey, this is an interesting photo with you and your friends, who's this person on the end? Not like that was another random person at that party.
It happens all the time with the...
That's Tyler. He was funny.
Better than that idiot Taylor.
Yeah.
Because it happens all the time with, I feel it on behalf of others. I knew that Corey hadn't met a few of the people there, and I didn't want to leave her stranded because she's like, who are all these people? And I'm like, all right.
And you're like, fend for yourself, honey.
Not only is it my job to meet the people I haven't met, it's my job to introduce. This isn't like some sort of chivalrous thing. It's like, even if it was a guy friend I brought, it's my duty to introduce them into the circle.
You can be chivalrous to a guy.
Okay.
Okay.
But I didn't mean to, I didn't want to come across it. It's my job to...
If you held the door open for me, Taylor, I'm not going to think much of it. I will think a lot of it, but not in that way.
Anyway.
Taylor! I almost said Taylor, but I went in for the
how many episode. Almost 60 episodes, and this guy's supposed to know my name.
Okay, so what are we fighting for here? Like, are we fighting for, like, are we saying everybody should introduce themselves to everybody in a focused party, or Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what thought was. I think so. It's like, it sounds like I'm trying to be like almighty, like, oh, I must meet everyone. Everyone must grace my presence. Yeah, and like,
you always sound like that.
Yeah.
It's really like, annoying. That's why I started this podcast, actually.
It's not. And it like, I'll dial it back and say, it's not even that I want to know everything about these people or that I want to make lifelong connections and want to have great, you know, super cool conversations with them at that party. And like, yeah, we're going to have the best time. I'm going to get to know everyone so well and talk to them. Like, it's, I just want to have the introduction. And because I feel like there's a level of weirdness where two people haven't really met each other when everyone else has.
Now, do you think, does this apply to like you guys as a couple? Like, or if you were alone, does that change this rule? Or like if I show up even with just a party of three.
Party of three, yeah. Eric.
I guess I'm jumping all around. So
explain that.
If you showed up at this party, are you more inclined to introduce yourself because you're with Corey?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because I know if it was just me, I'll just be like, whatever. But if I brought someone who was a bit less connected to the people at this party,
yeah,
I would feel like I would need to play Mr. Chivalry and,
yeah, I do feel responsible.
Fight some dragons.
I do feel responsible for their connection and why they're here, and if they don't know everyone,
okay.
So, but I still feel more comfort because I'm with them. We're like, okay, we're a pair. Oh, we're in this together. But I still feel responsible for making sure they feel comfortable.
Okay.
And if they are not comfortable with hanging out with strangers, then it's like, this is this person, that's that person.
I gotcha.
Cool. All right. We all know each other. So like, and I am not afraid to call that out too. I'll be like, who? I'll go in the room and
this
be like,
person's feeling alone. Yeah. You guys are all strangers to her. Make her feel better.
But I quite often will say,
let's do the circle thing that you do with me where you all stare at me and you ask, who are you?
Who are you?
That weird intervention type thing.
But I've done it many times where I'll just say, who haven't I met? In like a group of people, I'll say, who haven't I met? And I'll kind of scan the room.
Okay.
Just because I feel weird if I haven't met them. And so but to answer your question, yes, I think we should all be meeting each other. Okay. And I don't think it's that much to ask.
Yeah, and all it takes is 50% of the population of the party to actually be that way.
Yeah, so then you could have like a Red Rover. You just go over and introduce.
Red Rover is a must-play game. Then.
Yeah, the Red Rover.
I call, sorry, what's your name? I'm glad we played this game. Such a good idea, Taylor and Eric podcast.
Now it's time to tackle each other. Yeah, so I think that's a good point. As long as half the people make the effort. Because
no one will find out the name of the big strong guy because no one will want to call him over. Because he will break the bond of our arms.
And I'm usually an extrovert. So, I mean, maybe it can help people who don't have that level of confidence, who wouldn't be able to walk in and be like, who don't I know here? They would just kind of be a wallflower. Whereas I'm like, I don't mind being in the center of attention. I don't really want to be, but I will take that step to be like, all right, I know there's some people out here I don't know. I got to meet you.
Okay. You got to meet me.
No!
You got to meet me, guys.
You're going to cut this episode to make it sound like I'm just this arrogant jerk. Like, and then people must meet me, and I must be loved. And then
I am almighty, God.
Eric sucks. Who are these people? Come kiss.
Oh, no. Now Taylor's taking over.
Kiss my hand.
So if you are alone at a party, do you feel you will still behave in...
Yes. It's different because I will feel like, all right, I got to meet these people so I don't feel weird. But if I'm with someone, it's like, all right, I'm responsible for their experience at this party. Okay. When you bring someone somewhere, that's a big task because you're taking up their night and you're like, you think that this evening is worthy of their participation. And you're like, okay, I got to make you feel comfortable here.
Yeah. I'm going to throw in some little variables that I feel will apply though. I feel like if you don't arrive in the initial window, I feel like a window closes because then I feel like if you come in and say, it's the person on the phone at work that you haven't met, but you don't want to disturb them. Like if people have already started their conversations or have started the movie or the Super Bowl, like you've missed your window.
I agree. Yeah. We got there just before the game started. If the game had started, I don't know.
You wouldn't have done that. I can't imagine you to be the type.
If I would have like busted it up like, to be like, yeah, because
it's commercial or like,
but yeah, the event
break.
Yeah, once the event starts, that's why we're there. But, you know, they all looked at us and, like, said hello when we came in. So I knew there was a window.
Oh, okay.
The window was still open. So I like that point.
So how do we know
the intro window when
they close the window?
Like, if the person whose birthday it is already doing presents or, like, eating, blowing out the candles on the cake, like, by the way, I'm Todd.
I feel like it's a certain percentage of who's arrived, like... Because you said if you're the first one there, you can meet people as they're arriving.
Yeah.
So is it almost like when you're heating up microwave popcorn? Like, you know how you're waiting for those last little pops, perfect. But then you don't want to risk, like, burning it? Yeah. You're just like, okay, so it's like once the frequency of people arriving is, like, more than... Okay.
Once it hits the peak.
You have the set time. So it's like, come at 6. Sometimes they give a window, like, come between... Or, you know, doors open at 6.
Yeah.
But whatever that time is, I don't know, what, an hour? An hour window?
Is it like, or a percentage of people? Is it like, well, 3/4 of the people are here? I think it has to do with what the event is, though. If the event is hanging out and drinking and eating and listening to music, you know, it's fair game. If the event is, we're all watching this movie or we're watching this game, and everybody zip it because it's important.
So when
it's like,
the event starts.
Yeah.
But what if it's a social event? What if it is purely just... Oh, I guess that's the whole point.
I think
then
the
you can
window,
introduce yourself whenever you want.
I think if it's just a hangout, the window is always open.
Because the focus is introducing yourself to everybody else.
If that's the party.
That's fine. The window is always
open. Yeah, because if you say... come over anytime after 7, a bunch of us are going to hang out. And I show up at 9, and everybody's just hanging out. I've got to introduce myself. I can't be like, well,
hi, I'm Taylor. It's like, hi, I don't care. You showed up late. Shows what kind of friend you are.
Shut up. We're already hanging out. Yeah, so I think...
we're going to hang out. You're going to like it. Now, what's your name?
So, yeah, I think there's a window in some situations, but I think you should do your best to beat it. And get into that intro window.
Yeah.
Get into the intro window. Okay. And make the rounds. And you can do it all at once. You can do it all at once. You can be like, I'm Eric.
Wow. It was like, I'm reliving many moments of my past. Maybe I shouldn't do this. I learned that I blocked all those memories from the past.
I didn't say it was charismatic. I just said I had to meet everyone.
I regret doing this.
Eric, the floor is yours. Gulp. Yeah, so it was like weird. It was like a little bit weird.
It was a bit too.
Everyone kind of stopped engaging. And it was like, it's kind of funny that he's saying, who don't I know? It's kind of funny that I'm saying that.
Okay, I'm gonna put a stop to that because
okay,
not everybody can do that, because that would be the worst party. I would leave that party
if
everybody was like, all right, who haven't I met yet? I'd be like God, like I am only going to these parties if I know everybody on that list, and I know that every single one of them knows each other.
So that's just my struggle. I don't like feeling this way, but I do.
No, but maybe it's like the drinks guy.
I can't help it.
Okay, I'll give you this. Maybe it's like the drinks guy. Like one person can be like that. Like at a potluck, drinks guy.
Drinks guy, those, yeah. Right.
At a potluck, someone needs to bring drinks.
Yeah.
And that is normally an assigned drinks guy. So at the party, you can be that guy to kind of like awaken the like introductory bear from hibernation.
And it, exactly. It doesn't have to be like that. You don't have to shout in front of everyone at the room and take your turn like...
in like an egg.
This is who I am. You can like do the soft intros around this circle, but it's tough because when the conversation is just focused in one area, it's like, hey, I'm Taylor. And you're, everyone's like, everyone's watching you and you're like, I was just trying to talk to one person.
Oh, yeah.
But so that to me is the easiest way to get it done in a group setting.
So right now we're not commenting on how the introduction happens, but there's that window.
Yeah, because it's up to your discretion.
Yeah.
Because not everyone would yell at a party.
Okay.
But yeah, I think you gotta do it.
Yeah.
You gotta do it.
Yeah. No, and yeah, I agree with that. If you show up at a party and you're alone and you don't know most of the people, then yeah, you need to be inclined. Actually, this goes for everybody at the party, right? Or is it just you showing up?
I think it's everyone.
Because
I think it would have to be.
That then will envelop the 50% rule. Like then some people who aren't inclined to will be introduced by someone who is inclined.
And usually most parties have enough of a balance of those type of people that I hope everyone can eventually make the rounds. For me, I would hate if someone went home and was like, oh, it was like a lot of fun, that small little gathering, but I didn't end up meeting everyone. It's like, oh no, that's like a travesty.
Oh no.
But maybe they don't feel the awkwardness. Because I feel, and it depends, because if you don't feel that, that's fine. Who cares? But I'm sitting there in the corner going, I don't know who that guy is. And I just talked to him. Oh no! Is it too late? Can we go back?
The problem is I've been to parties where I've introduced myself, and they're like, "Oh, I've met you all." Like because then all you do is know them by name, and that's easily forgettable if you're meeting like 15 different names every year.
That I certainly agree with because I think we've all had that where, you know, it's been both ways where someone's like, oh, we've met before. And I've said it to them too. I'm like, oh yeah, like we met a long time ago. And you kind of play it off. You're like, oh, you might not remember. Ha, ha, ha. But like to me, it's so vivid. Yeah. I remember them. And they're like,
I remember you yelling out at a party. Who do I not know? That man over there. We're going to be best friends in 5 years' time. I can't wait to see you at the same party and I'll remember you.
By the way, I'm drinks guy.
I'm also the guy who yells this at the party.
But all I want, let's boil it down, all I want is people to meet each other and feel comfortable socially. That's all I want, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I mean,
at the end of the day, yeah, that's just what I want to, that's the world I want to live in, Eric.
Yeah, and that is a staple. And that's what we're fighting for on our podcast. So, all right, to sum up, when people are like, what were we just talking about? What were we just fighting for? And did we win? It's when you're at a party, focused party.
Yeah.
It is, you need to put forth an effort to introduce yourselves to others.
So if you are going to be engaging with these people, so you can go to a random house party, show up, talk to whoever you talk to. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But if this is, we're watching the Super Bowl. We're watching this one movie. We're all playing board games together. If the goal of this gathering is we are all
togetherness, then you need to be a part of that. But you need to know who's in your party.
Escape room,
like when
all
you're
that.
Playing a game, you when you click party and you go to select your members, you need to know all the names. What if the person you're trying to select isn't on that list?
Yeah.
What kind of game is that?
So that can be to the point of like, oh, 40 seems like a lot of people. If it's 40 people at a random house party, whatever. If it's 40 people in a circle doing some sort of, we're all playing Keep It Up and we're all doing something together. It's like, all right, I got to meet all these people.
Yeah, okay. And there's a specific window that you need to do that in.
Yeah.
If the event has already happened, if you're already in the circle and playing this game, I think you've missed your window.
You have.
And then
you got to jump in.
You need to pick up at like little opportunistic events with in mind that you might not meet everybody by the end of the night.
Because you can open up a little baby window later. Oh. The window has passed, but once that game of Keep It Up is done and everyone grabs their drink and their hot dog, you can kind of talk to a few different people if you want to.
The baby window is key. Little baby
window, yeah. Okay. So the party focus is key. The window is key. So if the party is focused around one central thing that you're all doing together, I think you gotta meet everyone. Yep.
And it is okay to be a person who...
Go on.
Like Taylor yells out, I haven't met everybody yet. Basically someone who, like... injects energy, introductory energy into the environment.
You have put a positive spin on one of my characteristics, which you previously put a negative spin on.
But that can easily, if suddenly after you did that, imagine someone else is like, and I didn't meet everybody. My name is Eric. Boo, bring back first guy.
Did you bring any drinks, Eric? No, I brought hummus.
No, and that's like, I thought Taylor was bringing drinks.
No!
That's like, no, he can't be both. Yeah. He can't be both drinks guy, and I'm going to yell out at a party to introduce myself. Okay.
To me, it's a 10 out of 10, okay. I think. But I don't know, it might not be for you. So
I'm going to say 5 because it's that 50% thing. Because I think the thing about this rule is I could not abide by it, and all you need is one 50%.
Okay.
And if like, you know, half the population cannot abide by this and be carried by the other.
Okay.
Half.
So we'll round it out at a
7.5.
Because we have to agree on things and find an average, but that's fine.
I'll just secretly be my 5. This is both a 10 and a 5.
Oh,
that's what it is.
It's a 15 out of 20.
Yeah. Exactly. Which is also 7.5 out of 10. I just pictured like something. It's like 15 out of 20. They're just going around in circles.
Is this a 30 out of 40 rule? Anyway, just make an effort. Meet some people.
Oh,
that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
How
many people did you meet at that party?
I reintroduced myself to to the 4 or 5 people I hadn't seen in ages. Met 2 or 3 people that I hadn't seen in a while. Okay. No, that's the same thing I just said. I think I met 2 new people.
And do you envision yourself seeing these people that you met? Not that, because just to tail off this whole rule, like, should there be an expectation of future encounters?
I don't think there has to be.
As long as you're part of that party, you can leave that escape room and be like, pleasure escaping with you.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's cool if you see them again, but I don't think there's any sort of future requirement that makes you introduce yourself to them.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right.
Do you want to meet us? Do you feel like you have met us?
Yeah. Are you asking me? Are you asking them? I don't know.
See, this is so awkward. I haven't met some of the listeners. I wanted you to know.
Oh, I gotcha. That's a big party, though.
I would like to meet you.
Yeah. We both would like to meet you on our Facebook page, at Taylor and Eric Rule the World.
Thank you for taking away my awkwardness.
You're welcome.
We're also on Twitter. I am at Taylor Axford.
And I am at Eric Kianfar. You can also find us on Instagram at TERWPod.
Give us a rating. Give us a review. Tell your friends about it. Go tell one friend right now. Tell the new person you meet at the party about this podcast. That can be a cool introduction. Eric. And listen to this podcast.
Listen to this podcast while I blare it out of these 2 Bluetooth speakers out of sync.
Because that's the focus of this party now.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks for listening. And join us in our quest to rule the world.
See ya.
Nice to meet you.
And don't leave pies on that window sink.
Taylor? Eric?
Taylor?
Eric? Taylor and Eric. With the real? The world, the world. What? We have to world the world.